From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. What you're hearing is Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto for Violin and Oboe in C Minor, played by a Broward County Chamber Orchestra. Most of the musicians in Camerata di Magdalena are teenagers, and the name of their ensemble comes from the church where some of them worship. They've devoted themselves to the study and performance of music from the Renaissance and Baroque periods, and also to raising funds for a worthy cause. We recently got a chance to chat with 16-year-old violinist Gabriel Esperon, concertmaster for the ensemble at St. Mary Magdalene Episcopal Church in Coral Springs, and also with the music teacher he and many of his fellow musicians have in common. Gabriel, the ensemble's Facebook page says your concerts benefit the Holy Grail of St. Nicholas. What is that?
Well, the Holy Grail of St. Nicholas is an organization which brings food to the homeless and feeds them in different centers across Broward County.
Who came up with the idea to give the funds to that grill?
Well, at our first rehearsal in the summer of 2017, we were meeting to rehearse for an informal recital concert, and we wanted to know where our profits would be going. And so I don't remember which group member it was that suggested it, but they said that, why don't we do this for a charity? And we were like, that would be a great idea. We went to the head of the church at that time, and he suggested the Holy Grail of St. Nicholas.
How long have you been playing violin now?
I started when I was 11 years old. You know, in fifth grade, we had this little thing where you could touch an instrument and, like, play on it in this class, and I picked the violin then. Of course, I did not play it well at all. And it was not until seventh grade that I really decided I wanted to pursue it.
Eric Birkin, you are Gabriel's teacher and violin coach to quite a few of the Camerata's young musicians. The ensemble is playing some pretty advanced pieces. How are the compositions chosen?
I think about the most fundamental things that I want to teach them about Baroque performance practice.
What composition would you say has become a signature piece for Camerata di Magdalena so far?
Well, my favorite piece from this year is clearly the violin concerto in A major by Telemann called Die Rehlinge, which in German, in English, means the frogs. This concerto was written in about 1720, and it was performed several times. And then the manuscript was lost for almost three centuries.
So here's a question for the both of you. Eric, how does playing with the intent of raising money to help feed people feel different from playing in, say, a school performance?
I feel, I've conducted a number of youth orchestras in my career and school orchestras for a number of things and reasons and important causes that I felt. But I've never felt stronger about a cause than I do about this one. I just feel great that these kids, that initially it was their idea to begin with, and that they're spending their time playing this beautiful music to help the poor. For me, that's the most important thing I think I've ever done in my life.
Well, I've learned that, well, we make, you know, quite the sum at every concert, and I'm just truly grateful that all of that goes to benefit somebody other than myself.
That was 16-year-old violinist Gabriel Esperon and his teacher, Eric Birkin. Gabriel is concertmaster for Camerata di Magdalena, a youth chamber music ensemble whose concerts benefit a Broward County food truck that feeds the homeless. They'll be performing next this coming Friday, April 26th, at All Saints Episcopal Church in Fort Lauderdale. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.